Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Kings fans, of all the podcasts that I listen to, King's Realm Podcast is one of them. This is where you go for all your Kings news, Kings fans. Go Kings go. Best podcast in the business. Maybe. Take it from me, Dave Joseph, and listen to King's Realm Podcast.
Welcome to the King's Realm, presented by the Hockey Podcast Network and DraftKings. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at King's Realm Pod and leave us a voicemail or shoot us a text at 562-317-0087. So hockey is a little over 5 weeks away, so that means there's no real Kings news, but the Triple Crown line is back. Well, at least our version anyway. So we got that, and I'm sure we'll figure something else to ramble on about. So I'm Dennis Wilson. That is James Whitlock.
Super exciting tonight. Talk to Adam on payphone.
I'm sorry, what? Jordan Heckman's here.
Did you know that Mike Piazza was drafted 1,390th by the Los Angeles Dodgers as a favor to his dad?
Way to time that out.
I mean, I heard about it about a minute ago.
1,390th overall pick.
That is a lot of fucking drafting.
That is deep. Something James has never heard.
That's what she said. Not to me.
Ah, man.
Welcome to the show, Adam, in your Maroon 5 shirt hat.
It's not funny.
Oh, it's funny to me.
James is enjoying himself.
I really am. And it's a payphone reference. Come on. It's one of their songs.
Couldn't have told you that.
Dennis knows. He doesn't want to admit it, but he knows.
Sure. That is one of the worst all-time halftime shows, by the way.
Maroon 5?
Yes.
I don't even remember it, so that tells you something. Exactly.
it was almost as bad as The Weeknd.
Which I weekend? Actually didn't see that one.
Yeah, well, don't bother Googling it.
Well, five that one is was awesome. Like a, shut your mouth.
Was it like virtual or something like that?
Mm-mm.
No, nope. It happened. It happened live.
The only good part is that he actually saying he didn't lip sync, which even the fucking Red Hot Chili Peppers lip sync.
No, they didn't lip sync. They just played.
Or they didn't play their instruments really, right?
Which nobody does. It's a thing. If you're playing Super Bowl halftime, you don't play your instruments. The only like live instrument they've actually had was like Bruno Mars, his drum solo at the beginning of his. That was actually him playing that. And then I think there was somebody played like a solo or something on guitar, but typically it's not. It's just they're singing live, but that's it.
How do you get away with not playing the drums
during? Yeah, that's a good question for the drummer.
Yeah.
You can put certain heads on it that are like mesh heads and you can't hear them.
Oh.
And then cymbals, they have like different ways to mute them, so they're not very loud. But I mean, on the field, they might be able to hear it, but it's so loud in there. You're not hearing the drums all the way down the field, even if they was playing like full kit.
Yeah, and they would have to be mic'd anyways.
Yeah. All right, James, I can see you. You're trying to find a way to sneak this DraftKings read in here, and it's not happening. So
I was going
to
say, speaking of sporting events.
The first Sunday of NFL season is here, and the excitement continues with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. DraftKings is giving all new customers a can't-miss offer to celebrate the return of NFL season. Bet just $1 on any football game this weekend and receive $200 in free bets instantly, no matter what. That's right, DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new customers $200 in free betting instantly when they bet at least $1 on any football game. DraftKings is safe, reliable, and secure, making it easy for you to deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code THPN to receive $200 in free bets when you place a $1 bet on any week one game. That's promo code THPN to get your free $200 in free bets instantly this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL.
Must be 21 or older in New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
That's Boom. New. Got it right.
I got it right.
Yeah.
I practiced it so I could speed it up.
So I sat in backstage on StreamYard for about 5 minutes while James was trying to record that and speed it up. So that was entertaining.
You didn't hear it.
I heard it coming back.
I was wondering how long you were waiting there, Jordan.
Too long, some would say.
I didn't hear you beep in, but I muted your line, so that's why.
Yeah, perfect. Dick. The new King's Ice is officially open today. Today, as a time of recording,
what's that name again? That place?
King's Ice at the Promenade on the Peninsula, or something of that terrible nature.
Look, man, I'm more specific.
I love
four free.
I love the Kings, but fuck, that's bad.
They got rid of a lot of their marketing department during COVID. So I mean, who are you leaning on to come up with the name?
Yeah, well, I think they just opened like
allegedly
a thesaurus and just picked some words and pushed them together. Pretty sure that's how they came up with it. But Luke was on site. Oh God, what's her name? Bolden.
Mm-hmm.
What's her first name? I feel like an asshole.
Don't ask.
I'm just gonna let you feel like an asshole.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, because you don't know it either. Perfect.
Or do I?
Hipster Bailey was there.
Blake Bolden.
And I think Kelly Cheeseman was there too. So and Darrell Evans.
Blake.
Blake was there. Yeah.
Blake Bolden.
Yep. Blake Bolden. Thanks for looking that up, James. Did you guys see the thing that I sent you with Darrell Evans on the ice playing with the kids in his suit with no fucking laces?
Oh, and he never skates with laces anymore.
I think he just skated with them untied.
No, they're...
Yeah, he skates with them always, untied.
Yeah.
They're always loose and untied.
I've seen the tongue sticking out like that before, but...
That's crazy.
I don't understand. I don't know how you do it.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't know. Maybe he's just really good at it. How about that?
Yeah, I mean, you would think.
Yep. But for those interested and those in the South Bay, not wanting to go to TSC or TSPC or whatever the fuck Dennis wants to call it, right now, the month of September, they're running limited capacity. There's free skate. I think it's from like 2 to 5 during the week and like 1 to 4. During the weekends, I would double check on that, but if you're going to go, just be prepared that they might be running at limited capacity, but they're going to start doing like programs hopefully in October. So, cool. So says my insider.
Who's your insider?
Nunya.
The flyer that they handed you at the door?
No, it might be my mother-in-law, but you know.
He's got to protect his sources. his CI.
It's what? Oh. Oh, man. Anyways, what else we got?
Not much on the Kings front.
This beer's pretty good.
What you drinking?
It's from Belching Beaver.
Okay.
That's actually
called a queef.
God damn it. It's actually a collaboration they've done with the Deftones.
Okay.
Called Phantom Bride IPA. It's pretty fucking good. It's got a really cool can, too. Let's see.
Oh, I've seen that can.
Yeah.
Did you send it? Is that why I've seen it?
Probably, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I drank one when I bought it, and I've been saving the rest for podcasting, so.
You do a podcast?
Believe it or not, yeah.
I'd love to hear sometime.
Apparently, I don't know. James, what are you drinking?
Coors Light.
Really?
From the Rocky Mountains.
Is that because you just got back from Colorado?
I'm going to say they changed him in Colorado.
No, I've had it since Army's been here.
Colorado Kool-Aid? Ew.
You got to get rid of that before it really goes bad.
No, I just keep it in here. I just keep refreshing it.
Oh, okay. I was like, that's some old beer.
Yeah, that's quite old.
No.
It's been, since Army's been in the studio, it's been a couple years.
That's been a couple years. Well, COVID did a good number on us. I still don't get you fuckers in the studio, so.
Yeah, there's this thing called technology, and it's like super convenient these days, but.
I don't think we're not over there because of COVID anymore. So
we do need to do a live, not live. Well, maybe live. Who knows? It could be fun.
Oh boy.
in studio show, maybe for the season to start.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Could be fun. All right. Moving on. Triple Crown line.
All right.
Favorite conspiracy theories? I'm just kidding.
Mattress firm.
That's not a conspiracy theory, James. It's true.
That is true.
That is a fact.
For those who are wondering what the fuck we're talking about, go to Google Maps, search Mattress Firm, and see the 87 that pop up within a block of each other. And then think about laundering money. All I'm going to say. That's all right. Off-season activities. So... I'd like to say keep it, hockey related-ish if you can, or not. Dude, like, there's no rules here. Do whatever the fuck you want. Age before beauty. James, you're up.
That's very nice of you. I'm going to go with an obvious. Is that Blakey continuing to succeed in the draft? I feel like that's notable. That's my number one, because I'm really starting to feel like that and off-season trades are which someone could take later.
Wow. That's the obvious one, huh?
Are shaping the team for this year.
Okay.
Because I like playoff hockey.
And years to come. Yeah. Dennis, what you got?
Oh, I'm up. Okay, so how do I want to play this one? I think I'm just trying to figure out, like, I have the idea in my head, and it's like getting it out in the right way.
I feel like you're going to say my number two.
Essentially getting overhyped for the season because of the, you know, the development camp and all the news coming out and base. I don't know.
Your feeling? You mean your feeling?
Of getting so like in your So your favorite off-season activity is getting back to our roots, which is rainbows and butterflies.
Well, that was going to be another one, which is rainbows and butterflies. But I guess it is kind of the rainbows and butterflies. Starting the rainbows and butterflies. How about that?
All right. There you go.
When is that going to happen for you?
I feel like I started getting there a couple weeks ago.
Jordan's been there, yeah, for the past couple of weeks.
You guys shit on my bet last week.
Well, come on. That
remind me?
There's rainbows and butterflies, and then there's just like giving away money.
I put $100 on the Kings to win.
Yeah. That was dumb.
I mean, come on. You want to talk about rainbows and butterflies? I feel like that's...
Did they have odds on them making the playoffs?
No. It was all or nothing.
It was all or nothing? Okay.
It's not... I don't feel like... Especially like the smaller sports books like that. You know, if you're in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and somewhere else, you can check with DraftKings. But they don't typically have those, like, at, like, the, like...
Yeah, smaller places.
In almost every state, you can check with DraftKings Sportsbook. Not California.
Well, there you go.
But the in... Here's a funny thing, though. The in-state, in at least 8 states, the in-state sportsbook in casinos is Barstool.
Yeah, they're slowly taking over.
Yeah, all the sportsbooks. That's nuts. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So it was literally everything was Barstool in the casino.
So they actually have their own sports books. It's not like they're just
I don't exactly know how the deal was structured, but they were either merged with a company or were purchased by a company called Penn, and that's what's rolling out all these sports books, from what I understand. They are publicly traded, by the way.
Penn?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
You're probably about a year and a half too late.
Got it.
With that being said, I suppose it's my turn.
Not giving stock advice.
Yeah. No, absolutely not. You do not come to the King's Realm for stock advice.
Yeah. Hopefully you sold some XRP.
Or crypto advice. Oh, dude. Yikes. I'm going to go with what I thought was the obvious one in golf. And not just because players... What are you? Why are you looking so surprised?
Both of you shit on me for thinking anything other than hockey. So this better come back to hockey.
This 100% comes back to hockey.
Okay.
I mean, isn't that the thing about hockey? The joke. When you get kicked out of the playoffs, it's, you know, you go straight to the golf course.
Exactly. It's always the joke that's like, where's their tee time? And I also love playing golf.
So
I don't think James likes it.
That's his fucking problem.
Wow. It's quite aggressive. So golf is your obvious number one?
I feel like James is going somewhere with this, and he's going to think it's so funny.
No, I'm...
Go on.
I'm baffled. I'm speechless. I don't even know what to say. You're just saying one word, golf.
Golf, the game of golf.
That's your answer.
Yes.
I mean, this runs with the theme of the other Triple Crown lines too, right? I know this doesn't apply to golf, but in general, it could be good or bad. It's just like, right?
Right. That's the point.
So we're all saying Jordan's answer is bad. Got it.
No, just
I didn't
you.
Say that. I figured thanks, you were going to take it, James. I wasn't going to take golf.
I mean, I love golf. I don't think that was the obvious number one answer.
Mine was at least because of all the jokes. What's it called? Spit and Chicklets always does that little like golf game, like against like I think they had like a Sidney Crosby on a couple years ago where they like played on YouTube. They have some clever name for it that we're not clever enough for. And also like all like the fun, not all the fun, but a lot of the fun big tournaments in the FedEx Cup are like in the summer when hockey's not on, and it's a thing with a stick.
I'm gonna be like Jordan on my next one and just be like, oxygen.
Chase has so been out of shape on this.
He's pissed off because he didn't think that was an option and you took it.
Yeah.
And otherwise he would have taken it number one.
I got put in a stall and you guys are free range.
What?
Golf is an off-season activity. All right.
I don't see how you don't relate the two, like golf and hockey. It's like they go hand in hand.
It's because you guys specifically said, all right, all these need to be hockey related. That's what's going to make it the best.
Jordan specifically said,
hockey-ish. And
okay, moving on.
There's a stick involved, and it's got a
hook
on the end.
I cannot wait to hear your second one. This is going to be exciting.
It's really going to piss you off because it's pool parties.
Jesus.
Pool parties.
I'm sure I got a button for that.
No, I'm just kidding. I was mostly just wasting time until I could think of one.
It's a problem with being third. You have to hit the
two in a row.
No, my other favorite-ish activity in the off season is coming up with the bold predictions.
All right.
And also waiting to see what ridiculous thing Brandon's going to come up with.
I usually think of my bold predictions like 10 minutes before we start recording. So see the level of effort I put into it.
Got it. Okay.
But that's what makes it the most fun.
I got one of mine already.
Okay.
When are we doing our bold prediction show then? You might need to write that down so you don't forget it.
Yeah, really. So we're not like 2 weeks into the season. All right, bold predictions, guys.
Hey, we should do bold predictions. Oh, by the way, are we starting fantasy hockey?
Yeah, I think that's how it all happened last year. Or it didn't happen last year.
Can that be like, my
next
pick?
No, we're just
going
to do dailies now. All right, Dennis, you're up.
So I think this is it's more of a not for me, but for a lot of fans out there doing the armchair GM thing and just absolutely picking apart the draft picks and the progress of the prospects. That seems to happen a lot in the offseason.
100%. And it is a lot of fun, like especially with like the way people are like, quote unquote, telling like Minnesota how to deal with the like Kaprizov thing.
Yeah.
This offseason. Like it is pretty entertaining. You're right.
Yeah. No, it's
it's especially more entertaining than like we.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. I was going to say it's especially more entertaining that like the Kings are doing the offseason really well right now. So like we can just sit back and relax and watch other people fuck up.
Yeah, absolutely. Even Kings fans just like going after each other. It just like, I don't know. It's just like the whole like the sky is falling aspect of the fan base. You know, there's always going to be those people. And it for me, it's super entertaining because I see the path and everything, and I'm on board with what the team's doing. So it's just funny to me to watch everybody just like freak out.
Yeah. All right, James.
Second pick. I'm going to say it's been a blast to watch all the interviews and media spots coming out of Tampa Bay. That has been my second favorite thing of the offseason is the hilarious drunk interviews and all the jet skis and the dented cup. And all of it.
How the Cubs still had to go to Montreal?
From the shit show of a state that we have, Florida. Like, even in the NHL, they still find a way to be a shit show. And, yeah. That's we're so proud of Florida. Wow.
Really? Somehow they're still ours.
Sorry, I was just...
Really? Really? Florida's your pick?
Florida's your fucking pick.
It's a Florida man.
I missed that game that Kevin and B would play. Florida or Russia?
Yeah.
Wasn't it Florida or Germany?
No, it's Florida or Russia. They might have done some Germany ones, but all the ones I heard were Russia. Both fucking crazy places.
Yeah. With crazy headlines.
Honorable mention to an off-season activity. Type in Florida Man and your birth date. There you go.
Didn't we do that on a show? Or was that afterwards?
It all runs together.
Yeah. I can't tell when we stop recording most nights, so.
Sounds like you got a problem.
At least I can speak at the end of the show. Too many of those Deftones
IPAs. As you pour the scotch.
Oh, am I not cool if I don't pour my bourbon right in front of the microphone?
No, because it's bourbon. Anyway.
What the fuck is wrong with bourbon?
It's just anything you say. It's going to be wrong tonight. So.
I feel like James is mad at me.
He's really mad about the golf thing.
I'm a little peeved because then I could have said it. And it would have been awesome.
You're going to be pissed when I pick mini golf?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, then I'm going to pick mini golf.
It's going to totally not follow anything we tried to do with the segment. That's okay.
Golf did.
James, you're up again.
It's kind of in line, but not with Dennis's. I'm going to say it seems like every year there is crazy drama in the league, not just from the fans. But like this year, we have the whole Flower going to Chicago. What is he going to do? Is he going to play? And then he steps up and plays. And it's just like this whole thing where if you know the players and you know like the movements and some of these crazy moves and things that teams do, it's kind of exciting to see. It's our own little Jerry Springer.
Jerry.
Like, why would you do the things you do with Flower? And then, but it seems like every year there's something like that. You guys mentioned Kaprizov earlier. It's just where you're just like, what
teams the do? Whole, what's his butt? The Canes off, sent the offer sheet to that was like just stupid.
Oh, shit, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just and then they fucking overpaid him just to say fuck you to Montreal.
Mm-hmm. And then to put on their fucking Twitter bio. Yeah. Like it was like the like, offer sheet champions. Offer sheet champions. Yeah.
Well, isn't it because they Montreal put in an offer sheet that they didn't want to match on somebody?
They offer sheeted on fucking Aho.
That's what it was. So, yeah. So they were just trying to, like, yep. I don't know. It's like a – it's yeah. kind of a childish move. But, like, I mean, what's Montreal going to do? That was stupid money.
Isn't it Aho?
Yeah, it is Aho.
Sure.
But it's Jordan, so he's got to –
He called him an Aho. That's rude.
I've got to fuck it up Aho. Somehow.
I mean, if Jordan's not mispronouncing names...
Pronouncing words correctly is not my shtick.
It's not my forte. It's not my fort.
It's not my thing. All right, Dennis.
God damn it. I had it. And then we went off on a tangent.
It's the whole point of the segment.
I know, right? I'm going to say... following like kind of like the free agent frenzy, and this year was a good one. A lot of names moving places, and I think just like the whole like just players moving around is really fun to watch. And you just like we were talking about with like the Canes throwing that offer sheet out, and just stuff like that. I think stuff like that is good for lead, like what the Canes are doing. What was this, James?
Isn't that what I just said?
Huh?
Isn't that what I just said? The player moves and all the drama?
Well, then I'm stealing yours.
You can't steal it. It's around. Should be a wake-up call.
You're stealing it right after he said it?
Yep. That's what I'm doing then.
That's fucked up, Dennis. That is fucked up.
Help me out here, Jordan.
With?
He should come up with another one, I think.
I kind of think he should, too.
Mini golf.
Mini golf. Fuck you. Fucking mini golf.
It just
golf.
Goes to show you I wasn't actually paying attention to what James
I hate
was saying.
You, Dennis.
You guys are animals. All right. Go ahead, Jordan.
You know, I'm really trying to get this audio to play of Drew Doughty at a pool party. Because I was serious about it the second time, but I can't because my internet sucks in my garage. So I guess I'll have to think of a new one. Yeah. For those of you who don't know, Drew Doughty was spotted at a pool party like 24 hours ago. And
it was a little more than that.
To some lady. I think it's confirmed that it's his wife, though.
I'm pretty sure it's his wife.
Looked like a Sunday morning.
Looked like a Sunday morning because she was easy.
What?
Don't want to know.
Because I'm because she's easy like Sunday morning. That's a song. Anyways, off-season activity. Fuck. I really wanted that pool party I wanted to work out.
Yeah, I was going to put it on the board, put the audio on the board.
Yeah! Drew fucking Doughty, boys. What a fucking beauty. Drew! Drew! Drew, you fucking beauty.
I love the fact that he said like Drew fucking Doughty, like in beat with the music.
Yeah.
Drew's like, if I never see your face again,
it'll be okay. He was probably totally like ignored the dude, like didn't give a shit, especially because it was probably his wife. He's like, I don't give a shit. Yeah, like, right. Who cares? Yeah.
Well, my favorite part
it's
of
what
that
lovers do.
My favorite part of that whole thing was that I found that on Twitter, and it was actually a response to someone pointing out that Dustin Brown does like 400 plus pound deadlifts in the off season. And someone asked, I wonder what Drew's doing. And Augie actually said, funny you should mention it. And then posted that link.
Friend of the show, Augie Loya.
Yeah.
All right, I will switch mine. Off-season hype videos or hype pictures, like when that like whole PK Subban thing came out, like that was pretty good. Then obviously like Dustin Brown working his ass off, and my favorite comment on there is like he's fueled by the like pork, like the shitty comments from his kids or whatever. He said.
That's good.
So there you go. Off-season motivation. That's my last pick. Last and final.
Fair enough.
And honorable mention, pool parties.
And honorable mention, tickets.
Because you got some?
Because I got some. My heart is open.
Hey, James, did you go to that skill
thing?
Have
they talked about?
No, I was in Colorado then.
Was that during that skills thing? Okay.
Yeah, it was the 28th. Was that?
So I mean, you had the opportunity to
8,500 feet of elevation, making it harder to breathe.
So you had some.
Wait, what?
You could have got some tickets.
I was up there,
and then you know. I see.
Oh, because you had availability to just take two people.
I mean, Jordan and I are two people.
Just accused you of not having any friends.
No, I feel like he has more people.
I thought Jordan was
a
friend, but apparently we're not friends, Jordan.
I thought
according to James,
he would have more people to take. But I don't want to know. I thought
accusing you of Jordan of being more than one person?
No.
That's rude.
I'm the biggest guy on the show, so.
That's a Louis C.K. joke there. I just have to be less people.
I just have to. Oh, shit.
It was a good bit. Well, have you ever heard that bit? When he's talking about the two boxers or wrestlers or whatever. And he's like, those guys weigh like 150 pounds or 125 pounds each. It would take two of them and a dead dog to make one of me.
Wait, what's that from?
Louis C.K. It's one of his comedy specials. I don't know which one.
Oh, okay.
Lots of animals.
That's your favorite comedian, right?
That's one of them.
Yeah. Can you remind us what your all-time favorite line is from him?
I think, to be less people.
Yeah. Who do you used to hang out with?
There's also the one about the Cinnabon. You know, that's good.
That's a good bit. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good bit. You know, airport Cinnabon. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Fair enough. All right. What else? Before we get into trouble.
No, we're not getting in trouble. I mean, what else has happened in the hockey world? I don't think much is happening.
Not this week.
I mean, shout out to the Bannermen, for one, on Twitter, for their sick burn on the Sharks, like, to their face, essentially.
That was good. Was pretty awesome.
Yeah, wake up call for them.
Yeah, we retweeted that one, so go check that one out on Twitter. It was just too good not to.
Like, live in your own misery, Sharks. If you like it, then you better put a ring on it.
Or two. Sorry, the Kings already did. Two of them, to be exact. The Sharks just make it too easy, man.
They do.
Poor bastards.
All right, what else we got?
Not much. I mean, we're kind of in that lull before the season, so...
Jordan, you got moves like Jagger?
You know, you wear one maroon hat.
The fifth melon hat in the family.
I like how he's going after the Maroon 5 and not like Philly's jokes or some shit like that. I guess Maroon 5 is just the lower hanging fruit.
It is.
Now, if you want to, you can play the game at home and count how many Maroon 5 songs I've used in this episode.
Go ahead and go back. It's tell
almost,
your friends.
He's got, he's got all a list up. He's got a list up on his phone.
It's almost all of them.
He does
have a fucking list.
I almost have them all. It's a lucky strike.
I'm going to assume that that's a Maroon 5 song.
And My Heart's a Stereo. There we go. I'm done. I'm out. I got them all.
Got all their singles.
It's the whole show. I was just throwing in songs the whole time.
It's so every time James didn't make sense, that was him trying to throw in a song name.
He got it.
And the thing is like nobody's gonna like pick up on this shit, but James is completely like satisfied with himself.
He's so happy with himself right now.
He's so happy.
Oh shit.
He's crying. Look at him go.
All right. I did want to kind of bring up one thing. It's kind of exciting for the future. And I mean, it's hard to disagree with someone who follows hockey and is looking at prospects and stuff. But the mayor was on NHL Network with the Boomer, whatever his name is. He was actually talking about the Ducks quite a bit. But he basically said, like, in about 3 years, and it should last for quite a while once we get to that point, like, the Ducks and the Kings will both be very good, and that rivalry will kick back up again. So who's excited to go back to Staples South when that shit happens and just take over that place?
I don't hate the idea of that, but I don't know if I necessarily agree with him.
They had a good draft year.
We had
very good. Both teams had a very good draft.
Good draft years.
They did, but the Ducks had a very good draft year.
I don't think one good draft year like makes you like a really good team in.
Okay, they had a good
3 years.
Okay, but they had a good draft year last year too.
They also thought that Kevin Shattenkirk was going to put them back in the playoffs. So that's all I'm going to say.
Well,
and
Murray's contract is coming up. Their GM, his contract is coming up.
I was going to say so. And Murray is known and has a reputation for fucking shit up. So I will believe it when I see it. I will be excited if and when it happens.
He also has
when we beat them in the playoffs.
He also has a reputation for putting a competitive team on the ice every fucking year, except for the past few years. But I think they got into some cap hell. But I'm actually excited for the Ducks to be good. I like it when both teams are good. It was really fun.
Right. I do agree with that. But I don't know if I – and again, he obviously follows hockey a lot closer than I do because it's literally his job.
That's what he does for a living.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know if I agree with him. And again, I was
surprised to hear –
pleased to see what I'm wrong.
I was surprised to hear that the Ducks are 3 years away from being like super competitive again. Because I know what it's taken for the Kings to get back to where they're at, but the Ducks are, and this is somebody pointed out, the Ducks are also more aggressive with their prospects than the Kings are. The Kings are very patient, which pisses a lot of people off, and that's part of the offseason fun.
Yeah, patient is a good word.
They yeah. are very patient. And like, you know, Zegras and what's their other?
Drysdale.
Drysdale. Yeah. You know, burned ELCs last year because the Ducks are aggressive. They're just going to fucking throw them in there. So,
whereas the Kings will like take people like Byfield and, you know.
Yeah, or Kupari, might, right?
Right, right, exactly.
That was a good bet towards me. In case you missed it.
It's okay.
I got it. I picked up on it.
Thank you. Yeah.
I still think you're going to win that bet, Jordan.
Thank you. Also for that. James?
James is going to be so happy when he wins this bet because both of us are going to be wrong.
That and the end of the year bet I have, that ticket I have? Oh, my gosh.
What's that one? Refresh my memory.
The one that takes us all to Blackhawk, Colorado to cash it in.
Oh. Well, if that's going to happen, they're going to need Byfield. So he's burning that ELC to get there.
Would you? Okay.
I would
okay,
pay the like, $20 to get the.
I was just going to ask.
$5,500.
Mr. Pride would.
I would love for it to happen at the end, right before the playoffs.
Just to keep me on the edge of my seat the whole time.
Yeah. What if he comes in the playoffs? That doesn't burn it.
I don't know if that's...
Does it?
A thing.
I don't know.
Let's see. Let's ask.
As we've made it very clear, that's not our job to know these things.
Yeah.
you can't expect us to know these things.
I feel like that's a sort of a follow-up question, and you should know better.
You've asked him all night. Come on.
You know, I wasn't going to finish this bottle, but here I am.
Now that he poured it, we should end the show.
I didn't say I was going to finish it on the show. I will tell you, Basil Hayden's is pretty delicious. The worst part of this bottle is it's almost impossible to open.
What is Basil Hayden's?
Basil Hayden's?
Hayden's.
It's Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey.
Yeah.
All right, what are we doing? We're either signing off and continuing to drink, or we got something else to talk about.
You were looking up something.
I'm looking it up, but it doesn't mean I have to say it now.
I'll put it on Patreon. Were looking up something, and Jordan and I were stalling poorly.
He's not saying it because it burns the ELC. So there's your answer, folks.
No, I haven't got there yet.
All right, are you just looking up more Maroon 5 songs?
No, I got them all.
Every last one.
All right, I can buy you some time, James, if you really want it. If you're really looking, I can buy you some times.
It'll cost you $20.
No, but this summer's going to hurt like a motherfucker. There, now I'm done.
I don't think this summer's going to hurt like a motherfucker is a Maroon 5 song, is it?
Yeah.
James is double checking.
This is falling apart because, you know, there's follow-up questions and we're doing research.
There you go.
All right.
There it is.
Apparently that
was longer than 6 seconds. We're getting sued.
No, it was under 6 seconds. It's really not audible at all, so I mean, prove us wrong. I mean, I feel like this was a full promotion for the entire catalog. I feel like we should get paid.
See if that will hold up in court. Because we sort
of made fun of Maroon 5 the entire time.
Not make fun of. I've said in the beginning, I freaking love them. I want to get Adam Levine here on the show just so you have to talk to him.
I wouldn't hate that.
So you and him can watch NCIS together. Yeah,
he's not as old as me.
And Friends.
Cheers, motherfucker! Cheers.
No, you're a big Friends guy.
I do not like Friends, though.
No. Okay.
I'm an Office guy. Those are two different people.
Those are two very different people.
Jeff is a big Friends guy.
Yeah.
Jeff will play that.
There's not a lot.
What's that game? Seen It or whatever? He will win the Friends Seen It every time you play. Former host of the GIS King Show, Jeff Wilson.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm just going to say, Jesse, just let me know.
If Jesse, please just tell us.
If Byfield plays in the offseason only 6 games in the regular season, does he burn his ELC? There it is. We'll get the answer in bold text.
Let's say in bold.
In all caps.
All caps
text. I was going to say all caps, but.
How do you not know this? Now he's going to say, I'm not going to tell you just because you asked me to tell you.
That's fine. The show. That's fine.
All right, we'll see if he answers.
I just appreciate
it. We'll report back next week.
Jesse, leave us a voicemail. Send us a text. Or send James a text.
Yeah, yell at me.
I mean, if you want us all to see it, you use 562-317-0087. Shoot us a text, yell at us. So, be sure you're following us on Twitter and Instagram at Kings Realm Pod. And subscribe to the show wherever you listen to podcasts. And like we just said, leave us a voicemail. Shoot us a text. 562-317-0087. And check out the hockeypodcastnetwork.com and the whole family of hockey podcasts. And if you like basketball, they got a basketball one too.
They also have a football one that they just announced this week.
Football. Last week.
Yeah.
And if you like food, they got food too, right? Food and wine?
I believe so, yeah.
So yeah, check it all out.
My favorite off-season activity is finding new Hockey Podcast Network and all the other family podcast shows.
That and mini golf.
Suck up.
All right. For James Woodlock, Jordan Heckman, I am Dennis Wilson saying,
Go Kings, go! Go, go Kings, go! Go Kings, go!
That wasn't really fair to Jordan. He was taking a drink as I signed off there.
I was thirsty. Back to bourbon.
I didn't know you can give him a hand job underneath the StreamYard.
That's actually a new feature in the last update.
Well, I'm looking and you two are like shoulder to shoulder right now. So who's running the Dutch rudder over here?
Fuck, right on.